Philippians chapter 3 verse 10,
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10,
the Bible tells us that I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, and so somehow to attain, becoming like him in his death, and somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. I want us to ask ourselves, who is talking here? Who was writing this book of Philippians? The person writing this book was Paul. Paul is the one who is the apostle.
Paul there who was an apostle.
Before he became Paul, his name was Saul. And he was trained as a Pharisee. And he was opposing the Christians. He was opposing and persecuting the Christians. And on his way to Damascus, he had asked for permission to go and arrest every Christian there. And as he was going, a bright light shone on his
robe.
And he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus told him, "I am Jesus Christ, whom you are persecuting. Don't you know it is hard to kick against the thorns? Can you imagine Jesus is asking you, don't you know it is hard? And then he asked, what must I do, Lord? And then he was told, go into the city. And you will be told what to do. So it is Paul that God converted from Saul to be Paul. And God gave him such grace and anointing and revelation and understanding that he wrote 13 books of the New Testament. So half of the New Testament is written by Paul. And he still says, I want to know Christ. Look at that. This is someone who has seen Jesus. He has already seen Jesus. He has been preaching the gospel powerfully. He preached until a whole continent was converted to Christianity. The whole of Asia, Turkey, Iraq, all of these areas were Christians. One man. And he says, I want to know Christ. So what is this kind of knowledge that he's talking about? You see, when you speak of knowledge, it is not just about book knowledge. There are many people right now, when you tell them, do you know about God? They say yes. Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
Who doesn't know Jesus? Is he not the Son of God? Even demons know that.
Hata zato arwasere mbiarifu.
But this knowledge is beyond the knowledge that is just at your brain level.
Yana kan mani kwa leo ubiga kuduze mani kwa alitimobi.
This speaks of a knowledge of intimacy.
De kuono so animali kwa bita intimacy ama haja lidakirita.
You see, when the Bible tells us that Adam knew his wife, that means he became naked and became intimate with his
wife.
So, Paul is saying, I want to know Christ. I want to become intimate with him. I want to be so close to him. I want to be in Christ and him inside me, that there is nothing that can separate me from Christ. You see, when you say you know someone, you should know more than his name. You should know more than where he stays. You should know his favorite food. You should know what makes him angry. You should know what makes him happy. If you say you have a best friend, you even know their favorite color. You say someone is your friend, but you don't know their favorite color. You don't even know what he scored last time. Maybe he had many excellence. You know E for excellent. That means you're from this behind side, you are excellent. You know, people hide their failures, eh? So if you don't know the grades of your friend, you still don't know them. So that tells us that it takes a process to know someone. It takes time to know someone. It takes a desire to know someone. So you must have a desire to know God. And how do you know God if you don't spend time with God? Many people are Christians, but they don't spend time with Christ. And even when they come to pray, they end up praying 1 minute. Just because they are about to get out of the house, they will say, oh God, I'm going out. Hey, protect me, eh? You know, there are many boda bodas. There are many, what are those guys who steal bags? Toronto. Those Canadians, eh? Toronto's.
Toronto's there, NASA, in Canada.
Yeah, they are.
Human being,
The teacher might beat me.
We can discuss with you, Ghana.
Maybe I might fall on the ground and I have to change these clothes.
Make it out of work, I think it's there for man and the girl who must find it.
But you know me. Just go with me.
Raw best man. Amen.
Others!
Nastani!
Even that one they don't say.
Can you say my one so that
they wake at night? After they have looked at all the Facebook videos. They have seen all the Instagram videos. They have sent WhatsApp messages to all their friends. They have watched all the programs on the TV. Until now the solar is gone. Now when everything is quiet, the battery is down on the phone.
internet bitabire ruo itaha.
And then you say, now I think I need to sleep.
Ukwenda kumpenda, ah, asakira pia taha na deru.
And then you remember, ah.
It has taken well, ah.
I've not even prayed today.
Ana zaku masela
alela. I've not even read the Bible today.
Ana zaku maabara kutanko.
Then you say, I am reading one verse.
Ana bez giada, ana
wa. Let me not even read, let me recite it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Oh, God, you love me. Oh. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever.
And then you start shaking.
Believe in you. Shall not perish. That's my favorite verse. And you're so excited. And then you say, now let me pray. And then you say, you know this prayer. My knees are paining. How can I kneel down on my
prayer?
Let me just pray on the bed. I will put the pillow on my neck. And because of mosquitoes, let me cover my face. Say, Lord Jesus,
Rabbi
Yeshua, I love you. And you say amen in the morning. You don't say amen. And you say, you know, I was praying the whole night. Many people are doing cashes on their mattresses. And when you touch them, are you praying? Yes,
I said, shut.
I know they are saying, shut,
shut, shut.
Before they say, they are saying, churba, churba.
I'm hungry.
Hey, I thought you were talking to me. Did you just come to ask for sleeping pain? So people who are claiming they know God, but they are not spending the time to speak to God. Now, if you are not praying, you are playing. Tell your neighbor, if you are not praying, you are playing. If you are not praying, you are playing. And you are joking with your destiny. How can you know a God you don't talk to? And then there are others. Their job is to pray. Shaka baka 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 baka
baka.
Then when you ask them, what did you pray about? I was just praying. What did God say? Nothing. What are you happy about?
It was so awesome.
I was praying for 2 hours.
And I can be saying this.
I was praying for midnight to 12.
And I be saying it be there, say that's a be there.
Now, communication. When I come to you, don't say anything. How are you? Are you fine? Are you okay? Your hair is nice. Good to see you. What is the problem? My problem, my stomach, da da da. Bye.
Ita, here, tama, yonka kike, nisika kike, saka kike hawa. Ah,
that is how people are dealing with God.
They are sakalim, they are mubiraba.
They come, they talk, da 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 da.
Oma bijawa, da 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 da.
And when God is just about to speak,
karama na bika jeni, wano sulo, umo toali burua.
Now, if you have a friend, every day they are just speaking to you. They tell you their problems. Oh, my boyfriend is disturbing me. Oh, mathematics is disturbing me. Oh, my problem is stomach. Problem.
Masakilan.
And then when you are about to say, and then it's, no, it's okay, I'm going.
Can't you get logar? Ah, akalas.
So when we spend time talking to God,
kanana gisilu zamal wana bonu suberaba na.
And we don't hear from Him.
Wana magia sumamelo.
Do we know Him?
Hala na binarifu.
We know Him.
Hala na binarifu.
By taking time.
And that we are before
to read the Bible. That is where Paul, even when he was in prison, he says, please bring for me my books. This guy who knows everything.
So at the end, to pull your hand,
and say, please, when you are coming, bring for me my blanket. Bring my blanket. Because it is cold.
As I know, sukun.
But then also, please don't forget my books. Why? Because he wants to know Christ. And where do we find Christ? In the scriptures. Because Jesus, when he resurrected, and he was meeting those 2 disciples on the road from Emmaus, the Bible says he showed them how from the law to the prophets of how they spoke about the Christ. Jesus summarized the whole Old Testament into 2, the law and the prophets. Everything there spoke about Christ.
Okay,
so if you're not reading the Bible, how will you know Christ? He says, I want to know Christ. Who is Christ? Who is Christ?
I want one volunteer to answer
to me.
One teenager and one adult.
Come and tell me who is Christ. Please come. For me, I teach like this. We talk together. Oh, there is a microphone, Kimbo. Who is Christ? We say we know Jesus Christ. Who is Christ? Tell me. We say we know Him. Who is He? Who is Christ? Who wants to try?
Microphone is working?
Go near them, maybe someone will get the anointing to talk. Oh yes. Yes, Lame. Who is Christ? Sorry?
This is my personal understanding.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He's a savior. He's a friend.
He's
a son of God.
And
he's our redeemer.
Hallelujah. Let's clap for him.
Yes, so I'm saying,
someone else should try. Jesus Christ is our savior.
He's our friend. He's Son of God.
And Redeemer.
Wonderful.
Yesu al-Masih who
yes,
in the lap, who sedi, who yamuchlistana. Amen.
Yes. He's alive, he's the Lord, and he's life. Mubruk, let us clap for her.
Yes,
and what?
The way, the truth, and the life.
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes,
yes, Kimbo, give it.
Yes.
Jesus is the fourth man in the fire.
He's the fourth man in the fire. Someone else?
As a
who is Jesus Christ? Yes, yes, my sister, please.
Jesus Christ is our all in all.
He's our all in all. Who is Jesus Christ to you?
Yes,
now, I want you, someone to answer. Who is Jesus Christ to me? Because this is the same question Jesus asked his disciples. Who do they say I am? And they say, some say you are a prophet. Some say you are the Messiah. Some say you are
Elijah. Lakin ita bike ni dare ana muno.
And Peter said,
O Petrus kere,
that you are the Christ,
kina ita mwesi,
the Son,
the Imni,
of
Imnala,
living,
the Ila al Hais, ama Ila al Hai.
So the Christ,
Mesi,
is the Son,
O Ibi,
of the living God.
The Ila al Hais.
That means because he is the Son of the living God, he is also Lord. He is also the King of Kings. He is also the Lord of Lords. He is also our healer. He is the one that paid the price for our sin. And he also told Mary that I am
Anna,
the resurrection
kugiyama,
and the life.
Wahaya.
I am
Anna,
the resurrection
kugiyama,
and the life.
Wahaya.
So,
asakida,
when the Israelites thought they had killed Jesus, Jesus said,
Yeshua mesekeni,
I have the power
ana inda kuwa,
to ask my Father
asal
to send 12 legions of angels to rescue
asal nasar,
but I must fulfill scriptures.
Lazim ana kulekamin haja kuhu.
So Jesus
Yeshua
died
kuwa mort
for you and me.
Leita wana.
There's something I want you to understand. And I think this is what I will try and finish on. My brother, dressed in black, come.
Chris,
come. And I want someone who is dressed in white. And I
think so, and lives all the year in India.
Come. Now, they are going to be representative of something, okay?
Sidonia.
When God made man, he made him in his image and likeness. He made him holy. He had no sin. He was covered by the glory of God. They were not naked. They were naked and not ashamed, but they were covered with the glory of God. The only knowledge they had was good. Everything God created was good. The earth was created for man.
The animals came to him. And he said, you look like kangaroo. You look like snake. You look like elephant. And God said, let us make man in our own image. In our own image and likeness. So man was made to reflect God. In the image and likeness of God. And the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 3, you can write it, it's Adam, the son of God.
Adam was the son of God.
In the lineage, genealogy.
There
is one that starts from Adam to Jesus. And there's the one in Mark starts from Jesus to Adam. If it's not Mark, it's Luke. The son of God. Adam, the son of God.
Adam was in the land.
So God wanted to make sons. The original plan and design of God was to have sons. And he wanted Adam and Eve to have dominion. And they ruled over all creation. And he gave them everything. The ground, water was just coming from the ground. That time there was no rain from up. There was no wild animal. No animal was wild. So all the animals were brought to
Adam.
And the Bible says no suitable helper was found for Adam. That means that if Adam chose to marry a kangaroo,
you would
have married a kangaroo. But when all came, none was found suitable for him. And God made the woman for him. And you see, when God put them in the garden, he told them, everything is yours. Except one thing. Do not eat from the knowledge from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then the devil came. See, did God really say that you should not eat?
You should eat from the other trees, but apart from the one of knowledge.
But did you say you will die? You will not die. You will become like him. So, come back.
Asankida.
Adam. And his wife.
Was Malavitao.
They disobeyed God.
Oman Martin Rabba.
And you see God.
Without a Rabba.
When you disobey him.
Karita Martin O.
He told them they will die.
Okay, no more than we want to.
And that day.
They
died. Now, there is what is called spiritual death.
and physical death.
So physically they kept on living.
But the original plan was not for them to die. And from that day, sickness entered. Because sickness is your body dying. From that day, sweat entered. From that day, animals became wild. From that day, poverty entered. From that day, fighting entered. Killing entered. Murder entered. And the authority
was sota
that Adam was given by God. Because he disobeyed God.
As a new Almighty, Rabbana.
The devil took it.
And in this side.
And the Bible tells us that Satan became the god of this world.
So God had given Adam dominion. All
authority over the earth. But because Adam obeyed the devil,
as an Adam calamity Satan,
whoever you obey,
as an
you become a slave of.
Bitala a big bitao.
And from that time, Adam became a slave of the devil.
Adam,
and that is why the whole world is in darkness. Because Adam gave away authority of all man.
As an Adam was the sultan to kulo insan.
And the authority was taken by the devil.
Was sultan de shalom be
Satan. And he held it. And with that authority,
and the sultan,
he goes to heaven.
Rabbi Samawal.
And God does not ask him, what is Satan doing in heaven? Because he is coming in the presence of Adam.
Adam.
Why? Because he was given?
God's
plan was, before he would just interact with Adam, every day you just visit. Eden was a place where heaven and earth was interacting freely. Because of the sin of
Adam,
he gave away his authority.
And
the devil
was Satan
controls everything. And you see, God does not make failed projects.
Say,
I am not a failure. I am not a failure. God does not make failed
projects.
And there's no way that God could allow the devil to defeat him.
So the original son that he made is now a slave. Is now a slave, has no authority. And God said, what will I do? I need to send another son. But this son has to come without any sin in him. That is why he was born of a woman. Do you know that the blood of a baby does not interact with the blood of the mother? If you don't believe me, I'm
not.
Because
Hassan.
That is why you can have a HIV negative baby.
As they also want to put into Jenna and May into AIDS.
Even though the mother is HIV.
Hata can Uma they will do AIDS.
Positive, okay?
Oh,
so there is no contact.
Mati terigata mukarama.
And so God said, how can I make correct this mistake?
Rabbi Kenegali, keep on the Sala and Gantada.
And he
say that let me send myself.
Because man has no ability.
Because this man was born an adult. Adam was born already a man. And the reality was he was a fool. And when we go to heaven, if in case we find him, we need to box him a bit.
And
say, you! Why did you cause God so much trouble? So God sent his son.
And
the Bible says that God was pleased.
All
the fullness of God. To dwell in his son. So Jesus came fully God. And fully man. And this time he did not come as a full man.
He
came as a child. Was born as a baby. Was given parents. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God
and man.
So this guy, he was small first. Then he started to grow. Started to grow in wisdom. He goes, he's taught by the elders, he grows.
He grows.
Until he became a man, 30 years old. And now God says, now is your time. And then he goes to be baptized. And in that baptism, the Holy Spirit comes. And sits on
him.
And so Jesus starts to walk on the earth. And the devil is saying, hey, this is a new son which has come. The other one I beat him with food. Just food. And he failed the test. Some of you lose your virginity because of chips and chicken. Just chips. That you ate and took to the toilet. And your flower was cut. So, the devil said, brother, you're not the devil, right?
Yeah.
The son of God. Amen?
Amen.
The devil said, let me go and test it with food.
Also,
because he's, you know, the devil temptation don't change. He only has three temptations. Good for food. Good for the eyes. And good for pride of life, wisdom. Every temptation of the devil falls into three. Food. Lust of the flesh. And the pride of life. Tell me any temptation. It is among those three. So he came and said, hey, you are the son of God. Make this stone turn into bread. Man does not live by bread alone, but by. So he passed that. Come and jump. All the angels will charge over you. Demonstrate your power, you are a son of God. Come on, jump. The Lord,
the God,
test.
Oh,
he said, I have one final one.
Okay,
You see, let me show you all the kingdoms. All the kingdoms. In a moment of time, he showed you all the kingdoms of man. And he showed them all. And he said, these ones, they were handed over to me.
He said, these ones, they were delivered to me.
I will give them to you. Only if you bow down and
in the worship.
The path from being Satan.
So did Jesus pass the test?
Yes.
But who still has the power?
And
he said, I will come later.
Okay.
And so
Ohasa,
Jesus did his ministry again. Now the devil said, now this time
I need
to kill him.
And I commanded not to do.
And so he came. And the devil was rejoicing.
Yes.
We have killed them.
And not come to know
the son of
Ibn
Rabbah. Why? Because the devil doesn't know everything. But you see, when Jesus died and was buried, there are two things that happened. One, he went to hell. Wake up.
No, you sleep. It is your body is down.
He went to hell.
Do from there, back to there.
Present. 20, 1, 2, go.
Yes, let us come for him. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14.
Raise Jesus from the dead. Now you see there's a difference.
through the walls.
And the
service of God told them, touch. Touch my feet. Touch my side. There's a spirit, have flesh and bones. Romans chapter 8 tells us that in the same spirit of Jesus, let me just get you the exact verse so that you understand. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. And it says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit that lives in you.
There was a drop and ice for waiter.
So Jesus,
Yeshua,
resurrected, he went to heaven. He ascended, go up there. And he said, it is good for me to go. Because if I go, I will ask the Father, and he will send another. And so, who is the helper? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came. And on the day of Pentecost, the disciples were together in the upper room. And they were praising God. And praying. And the Holy Spirit, there was a mighty wind. And tongues of fire came and rested upon them. And they spoke in tongues. And they received the power. There's a difference between original Adam. And this one is not. This one is not restored Adam. This is a new creation. They say, I'm a new creation. If anyone be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, is a new
creation.
All things are past. And behold, all things
are new.
That's why this new creation does not live from their soul. So, Adam was a living soul.
Adam don't open eyes to next of it.
But Christ is a life-giving spirit. I'm not saying that he was happy to bring many sons into glory. So the new creation is made in the image and likeness of Jesus. All the resurrected Jesus. New creation.
lives from the Spirit. Romans 8 verse 14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So you see, the original Son of God that lost his power and lost the authority. Where's your sultan? Now, when Jesus was about to go, what did he say? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make disciples of all nations. So, who has the authority? Who has the authority? Come. You don't know that. Okay, change it. Someone else. So who has the authority? No, question.
This one.
Is it the devil?
Hello, Satan.
Is it the devil?
Hello, Satan.
Is it Jesus?
Hello, Yeshua.
Eh? No, let's.
No.
Who has the authority? If you are a traffic policeman, and the day you are given your uniform by the president, or even the day you graduate, what are you told? Go and do as pertains to your degree. So, when someone tells you go, he does not tell you to just go like a chicken. You're going with authority. You're going with the power. All authority. The power that is given to you. But the power is hidden. Because the power is hidden in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now that power, there are various words for power in Greek. And one of the power that is used there
is
dunamis.
Dunamis.
Now dunamis.
Dunamis, that
who has a bicycle?
And we need to argue that.
Who has seen the bicycle that has the light?
Come last time you
know. We used to call it blackie. I don't know what you call it here. Eh? Blackie also. So when you put the dynamo in the tire, when you cycle at night, what happens? Light. So that means the more you cycle, the more you generate the power. That means that Jesus has given you the power in potential form. How far you want to go with the power is not dependent on Jesus. Dependent on you. And that is why there's someone called Philip. When he started, he was just told to be a deacon. Just wait on tables, wasn't it? The only gift he had was wisdom. Because the Bible says that let us find seven men full of wisdom.
So what he had was wisdom. And the Holy Spirit.
That
he continued to exercise his gift.
Oh, best
and he spent time with the Lord.
He
was praying in tongues. Reading the word.
Growing.
Even when he's wiping the tables. Even when he's serving food. Even when he's being an usher. Praying over the food.
They are
power.
It's power
is a
generator.
It is growing. Then one day,
he
was sent to Samaria.
Samaria.
There was persecution.
And the Bible says Philip went to Samaria.
If you receive Jesus, you get the eternal life. So this is your time and my time to receive Jesus.
And as you preach the gospel,
miracles started happening. Where did the miracles come from?
What is that coming when?
The dunamis.
The dunamis.
Power. The
potential.
The udra.
The
sabah.
You can raise the dead.
It's about the boom and that's a victory.
You have the potential.
It can be a popular.
You can heal the sick.
It can be just feel I am.
You can be the next reign of God.
It's about the full Zora.
You can be the next apostle of Ajuba.
It's about the full apostle Amabita Ajuba.
I know they think you're very small.
Nasa Sabiki Bibeki Dalita
Sabi. I see you doing dust dancing. I have heard about you. be a child of God. I now know what it means to have the authority. I can now sleep at night and not fear to be attacked by bad dreams. I cannot fear wizards and witches. Because I have the authority. Christ has already defeated them. He defeated death. The biggest, the toughest enemy of man is death. It's not even lack of school fees. Because even if you have school fees and you're dead, that can't help you. The biggest enemy of man is not marriage. Because if you get married and you die the next day, does it help you? So the biggest enemy of man was death. And the power of resurrection defeated the devil. So there is nothing bigger to man that God has not already defeated. So your sickness is too small for the resurrection power. Your lack of money is too small for the resurrection power. The scholarship that you are praying for is too small. I want for you, Jesus. Oh, I want you. Oh, I want to know you, Jesus. Oh,
baby.
Lord, you are bestowed upon us.
that are life around, exceedingly above all the people understand. So are you doing it to our life?
Word is going to work in my life. I receive your word with that.